you talked from the very beginning about how much of a role model, but a mentor Sean was with mm-hmm. you. How tough was it to hear that news, to see him kind of banged up the last couple of weeks?
It was real tough. You know, I was surprised. I didn't hear about it until, like, later on the day yesterday. And it was definitely a blow to the D-line because he was definitely an impact player out there. And I hope he can get healthy and get back. But if not, you know, my prayers and my spirits go out to him. And hopefully I can learn from what he's done and contribute that on the field.
How excited are you for that opportunity?
I wouldn't want to say I'm really excited because the guy went down and he was hurt, you know. But the opportunity is there, and it's there for me to take it. So I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Well, Hank, how frustrating has it been here these last few weeks? You know, you had that game, and, you know, you maybe thought you kind of opened coach's eyes a little bit.
It's been tough. You know, I've been talking to coach and the guys. You know, it's not always going to be handed to you or given to you, so you just got to learn how to work for it. And I've been practicing my butt off every single week as if I'm going to go out there and play. So this week, if my name is called, which I think it may be, I'm going to just go out there and give them all.
What do you think you bring?
Well, of course, stopping the run, you know, that's what they brought me here. So doing that and getting a push up in the middle and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, get a sack on Terrell if I can catch him.
I would imagine you have a better chance of catching him if he's going backwards.
Yeah. I got time to be chasing him around unless somebody, JPP, get him tired and I can get the little slack off of it. But it's gonna be a challenge, and I'm pretty excited to go up against him. You know, I never really got the chance to hit him, so if I get a chance, I'm gonna definitely try to let him know I'm there.
Were you guys friends at all?
Oh yeah, we was cool. You know, he was older than me. He used to hang out with older guys, but okay. He was a great, you know what I'm saying, teammate. But you never could really touch him in practice, so this might be my first time really getting a chance to, you know, hit him.
You saw him play obviously when he was at his height. What do you feel like you guys have to do against him?
I think we just got to, you know, as a defense, we just got to keep him in that pocket, you know what I'm saying, keep it, you know what I'm saying, open lane so he can throw the ball in, you know what I'm saying, work with the coverages and just keep him frustrated. Don't let him get comfortable back there. Don't let him get a feel that he can just run around and, you know what I'm saying, do what he got to do. But as a unit, we just got to stop him and, you know, just hold him tight, you know, because it's going to be tough trying to keep him, you know, in that pocket while he's scrambling. So we do the best thing we can.
How many seasons were you guys teammates for at Ohio State?
2 years. Well, actually one, because the second year he ended up leaving for the supplemental draft. So.
Okay, so really. Yeah. These next few games, you're going to probably have this opportunity. Is there a lot of pressure with that, too, knowing you have to show them what you're capable of doing when you get in there?
It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, I got to prove what they draft me for, and I can definitely contribute to the team. And I just got to go out there and play. You know, I can't really worry about pressure. You know what I'm saying, putting all this stuff on me. It's basically, you know what I'm saying, football, which I've been doing all my life. So it's going to come natural, and hopefully, you know, the production shows.